Saucier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns the next page on the dossier on Demetrius.
After Demetrius or some of his henchmen had tried to get rid of Peter Ridgway by pushing him under a train in the underground, we decided we absolutely had to get hold of Ridgway before it was too late. Ridgway himself, of course, was hiding because he was still wanted for the murder of Godovsky in the Knightsbridge Hotel. But the way things were shaping, it was getting more and more difficult to go on suspecting him. Demetrius had found some way of getting at him, but our only lead was through Digby Mitchell. We knew where Mitchell was staying in London. He was in a private hotel in Bloomsbury. So after the affair in the underground, we headed in Mitchell's direction. It was late, too, going on for 3 in the morning. Any luck, Cuts?
Night porter says he hasn't come in yet, sir.
Hop in.
Well, what are we doing? Leaving him till tomorrow?
Oh, we'll hang about for a while. The early hours, you know, Cuts. Pounce on people when they least expect it, and you'll get the advantage straight away.
Yes, sir. I only hope me Aunt Minnie's not waiting up for me, sir.
No more an Aunt Minnie than I have. Well, start her up, Cuts. Back a few yards away from the entrance and then switch off again.
How tough can we get with this bloke Mitchell?
Ooh, tough as he wants it. But we shouldn't have to get tough at all. If he's an ounce of sense, he'll take us to Ridgway tonight. But if he hasn't, well, it'll be just too bad.
Yes, sir.
Because I have a pretty good idea Ridgway and Mitchell know more about this affair than we do.
Well, they wouldn't have to know much, sir, now would they?
I was lucky enough to get a cooperative cabby who did a marvellous job, Peter. You know, hanging well back all the time, but not losing sight.
So, the fat man from the tube who got in your way lives in the West India Dock Road?
In a little street off it, actually. I mark the house down. We can tap him on the shoulder any time we like.
I'd very much like to get at these people before Keene.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Why don't we do something about it tomorrow night? If we scowl at the chap convincingly enough, he might just sing us a little song.
You've been seeing those movies.
I like those movies.
I didn't care much for that stunt tonight. Chap's trying to shove you under trains. Irritating, to say the least.
Very.
And I don't much care for being saddled with a particularly filthy murder.
Don't snarl at me, Jum.
Well, will you be with me tomorrow night if we have to be really nasty to little Fatty?
Well, up to a point.
You don't have to be, Digby. You're having a noose round your neck. You've been jolly, dear, to rally round as far as you have.
Oh, don't talk like a fool.
It's just that if things get really sticky, I don't want you to feel you're obliged to declare yourself in.
Listen, chummy, I'm already in. I didn't like that underground business any more than you did. If they want you out of the way, why don't they shoot you or something? You see what I mean?
Right, huh? Enough said.
Well, there's no need to bring it up again. I'm with you. Now, how's the time? Oh, good grief.
Time you're pushing off?
You're darn right. If I'm going to get any sleep at all tonight.
How'd you get, Cuts? I think this is our man. And don't take no for an answer.
Leave it to me, sir. Good evening.
Who the devil are you? Oh, yes. Mr. Cutts.
Care to step over to the car, sir? Major Keene's waiting for you.
Hello, Mitchell. You keep late hours.
What do you want?
Hop in. I thought we might go for a little drive.
No, thanks. It's past my bedtime.
But Cutts says yes.
I like that, eh?
We don't want any trouble, sir. Not when everything's so nice and quiet in Bloomsbury. You'll be a good bloke and jump in the back with the Major.
I appear to have no choice.
Good man.
Where are we heading?
Oh, just around, you know. Where's Ridgeway?
Tucked up in the sleeping bag somewhere, I expect. How should I know?
Oh, be a good chap, Mitchell. You and Ridgeway are only getting yourself deeper and deeper into the soup.
And you're the cove to get him out of it, I suppose. Listen, Keane, if you think I'm going to help you shove a rope round his neck for that chap Godovsky...
You know, the trouble with fellows like you don't move with the times.
No? I didn't see any signs of you or your man Friday in the tube a couple of hours ago when they were trying to whiz Ridgeway under a train.
So you were there too?
Of course I was there.
That puts a rather different complexion on matters, Cuts. If you were there with Ridgeway, old man, you must have some idea of what he was doing there himself.
You bet your sweet life I have. He was there to meet a popsy called Bergner.
Well, that's not news. Why did he want to see her at all?
How do you MI5 people get your jobs? By qualifying as the most utterly, completely bird-witted clowns they can find.
Spare us the personalities, Mitchell. Talk sense or you'll find yourself somewhere a sight less comfortable than the back of this car. Why did Ridgeway want to meet the Bergner girl?
He's after her because she's working with the people who knifed Godovsky.
How do you know?
She made a point of getting Godovsky's address at North O'Learodrome.
Well, what else?
Ridgeway arranged to meet her tonight to make sure she's involved. If she'd turned up and nothing had happened, we'd have known we were wrong about her. She didn't turn up, and plenty happened.
Where was she supposed to meet him?
Hyde Park Corner.
Not Gloucester Road.
I'm telling you, Hyde Park Corner.
So that's how Demetrius and his people knew where Ridgeway would be at 2:30 this morning.
Well, of course it is. Who did you say?
Demetrius. Demetrius is the mainspring of this business. Pull up here, Cuts. Now, you listen to me, Mitchell. After the affair down in the tube, we began to revise our notions about Peter Ridgeway. Now, start at the beginning. Tell me every detail of what you and Ridgeway know and how you arrived at it, from first to last. I think we're getting a bit nearer to our friend Demetrius. And between you and I, it's not before time.
So, you bungled it. Ridgeway stood on the edge of the platform as the train came in, but you still had to bungle it.
There was another fellow yelled at him. Ridgeway went flat on the ground. There was nothing we could do.
Nothing you could do, you blundering idiot. After this, the police won't be sure he killed Godovsky. When they catch him, they'll start getting ideas about Hady.
Why should they? She tells them Gloucester Road.
She had to tell Keane something, you incompetent idiot. If you ever found out she'd seen Ridgeway at the Red Feathers, how would it look if she hadn't told him?
We do our best, Demetrius. We expect him to be alone.
Did you get a look at him, the other one?
It happened too quickly. He's wearing a long coat.
What about your own man? Couldn't they have finished Ridgeway as he lay on the platform?
There's this other fellow. He pulls out a Luger. There's a girl with a little dog gets in between. One of my fellows guards the tunnel, so I get away.
You were supposed to have two men with you near the platform.
The other one I put at the top of the stairs.
So I make plans, and you take it upon yourself to change them.
There's nothing I can do down there.
Everything depended on getting rid of Ridgeway last night. He knows too much. He must be certain now that Hades is one of us. We must silence Peter Ridgeway.
How can we kill him now? We don't know where he's hiding even. Maybe he come to Hedy again. But not to make meetings in the underground no more. He don't act that stupid.
Ridgeway found her at the Red Feathers Club. He got into the place without going through the club itself. He knew where to find a dressing room. And he knew what time she'd be coming up to change.
Looks like there's a friend of his. Works at the Red Feathers, maybe, yeah?
Get me Tony Marzotti.
You want him now?
Yes, now. Get me Tony Marzotti, bring him here to the sanatorium and hurry. If we're going to settle with Peter Ridgeway, we've no time to waste. Maybe Marzotti can give us an idea which of his people let Ridgeway into the club. And when we know that, perhaps we'll find out where he's hiding.
Yeah, I go now.
Just a minute, Jotty. Those who work for me are allowed one failure, no more. No one's indispensable, Yachty, not even you.
I go now and bring back my Zotti.
See that you do. We must take their eyes off Hady and focus them on Ridgeway again. They could conceivably suspect her after last night. Just possibly. But not after tonight. And this time I'll attend to it myself. Hello? Hedy. Come to Bookman's sanatorium. Yes, but take every precaution. No, your potential lover, Major Keane. We've waited long enough. We're acting tonight. Yes, tonight.
Even after talking to Digby Mitchell, even after being almost convinced of the impossible, that Hedy was involved with Demetrius as murderers, I still couldn't possibly have foreseen what Demetrius was up to. Not even a crystal ball would have shown us the shape of his design, or what was to happen within 24 hours. And I had no crystal ball, only myself.
Tony Mazzotti and his Red Feathers Club come under the spotlight of MI5 in the next chapter of suspense in Dossier on Demetrius.